Exercise 3, page 54.
Anna Richards is a 14-year-old student who recently visited the Florence Nightingale Museum. Anna, tell us why you went there.
Well, I was doing a project about Florence Nightingale at school. I found information on the internet about her life. But then a friend told me there was a museum dedicated to her life and work. That's not all. The museum is really close to my house, so I knew I had to go.
Did anyone go with you?
Yes. When I told my dad that I wanted to go, he decided to take me there. He was really happy that I wanted to learn more about such an important hero. He also thought it would help me with my school project.
What kind of things did you see at the museum?
Well, Florence Nightingale was known as the Lady with the Lamp. That's because she was famous for carrying a lamp as she helped soldiers in the Crimean War. The museum has the lantern she used in the war in its collection. That was amazing to see. There are over 2,000 items in the collection. It even has her pet owl, Athena, on display.
That sounds really interesting. Did you learn anything interesting about her life?
Yes, there was a lot of information about her work. She dedicated her life to helping people in need. But she was also responsible for improving standards of nursing and making hospitals better places. She was a remarkable lady. She was responsible for improvements in the training of nurses. She campaigned all her life for a better health system.
So Florence Nightingale's life was completely dedicated to nursing, wasn't it?
It really was. I bought some things from the museum shop at the end of the day. One of the items I bought was a mug with a famous quotation from Florence Nightingale. It reads, "The first thought I can remember, and the last, was nursing work." I think that shows just how important nursing was to her.
Did the museum visit help you with your school project?
Oh yes, it really helped. I already had lots to write about, but the museum gave me even more information. I bought some postcards from the museum shop, and I used them to make the project more colourful. My teacher was delighted with the work I put into the project. She gave me an A.